Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic and Pocketbook Scansen, September 12, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest practical developments are about prices, power bills, job security, and the rules that protect people from surprise medical bills. The new August inflation report shows costs still rising at a 3.4% yearly rate, while overseas oil route trouble could add more pressure to fuel and shipping costs. Federal courts and agencies also made moves that could shape electricity costs, health insurance billing disputes, and how long some laid-off workers can remain in the country while seeking another job. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. August inflation held at 3.4% over the year, with energy costs adding pressure. The Labor Department reported that the Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in August and 3.4% from August 2025. That matched July's yearly inflation rate. The report came as energy costs rose, and separate producer price data showed businesses also faced higher costs in August. What to watch? Watch the Federal Reserve meeting on September 15th through 16th and the next federal jobs and inflation reports. Also watch whether September energy prices rise further, since that would not be fully reflected in the August report.
Headline 2. Red Sea shipping risk is a new warning sign for gas and delivery costs. Houthi forces in Yemen took control of the port of Mocha and then Mayun Island near the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, a major shipping passage connecting the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean. The developments add risk to an oil export route Saudi Arabia had been using, while traffic through the Strait of Hormuz was restricted during the Iran conflict. Associated Press reporting said the disruption could put more upward pressure on world oil and gas prices. What to watch? Watch crude oil and national gasoline price data in the coming days, plus any U.S. military, diplomatic, or congressional response to the widening shipping threat. The key question for household budgets is whether the disruption lasts long enough to reduce available oil supplies or make transport substantially more expensive.
Headline 3. Appeals court throws out a federal order that kept a Michigan coal plant running. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled September 11th that the Energy Department exceeded its authority when it ordered the J.H. Campbell coal plant in West Olive, Michigan, to keep operating after its planned retirement. The court said the record did not show the kind of emergency required by the federal law used for the order. The ruling concerns an earlier order. The plant remains subject to a newer Energy Department order through November 14th, unless that order changes. What to watch? Watch whether the Energy Department asks the full D.C. Circuit or the Supreme Court to review the ruling, and whether it revises or withdraws its newer Michigan order. Also watch related cases involving emergency orders for other plants.
Headline 4. Energy Department orders a Washington coal unit to remain available through December. The Energy Department issued an emergency order on September 11 requiring TransAlta's Centralia Unit 2 in Washington to remain available to operate from September 13th through December 11. The department says the order is needed for Northwest grid reliability. The unit had been scheduled to close at the end of 2025. What to watch? Watch whether grid operators actually call on the unit to run, what the costs are, and whether Washington or public interest groups challenge the new order. The Michigan court ruling released the same day may shape those legal fights.
Headline 5. DHS proposes ending the 60-day job loss grace period for several work visa holders. The Department of Homeland Security published a proposed rule that would remove the discretionary grace period of up to 60 days for people in several temporary work visa categories after their job ends. The proposal covers E-1, E-2, E-3, H-1B, H-1B-1, L-1, O-1, and TN workers, along with dependents in the affected classifications. It is only a proposal, not a rule now in effect. What to watch? Watch the comment deadline in the proposed rule and whether DHS changes the plan before issuing a final version. Until then, existing regulations remain in place.
Headline 6. No Surprises Act billing process adds another dispute resolution company as court fight continues. Federal Health, Labor, and Treasury agencies announced September 11 that they certified one more independent dispute resolution company for federal No Surprises Act payment disputes, bringing the total to 17. The agencies also said the Fifth Circuit's earlier en banc ruling in the Texas Medical Association case left parts of the federal payment calculation rules and guidance invalid. A new online portal for organizations using the process is scheduled to begin account setup September 15th, with full dispute functions planned for later. What to watch? Watch for the agency's next guidance on payment calculations and the launch of the full IDR gateway later in 2026. The unsettled court rulings may lead to more rule changes or appeals.
Headline 7. Commerce Department announces $44 million for disaster recovery and workforce projects. The Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration announced $44 million in disaster supplemental awards for projects in five states. The awards include industrial park utilities, roadwork near the Port of Little Rock, a community college electrician training expansion in Texas, and an electrician lab at Ridgewater College in Minnesota. The funding comes from a federal disaster recovery program for places affected by major disasters in 2023 and 2024. What to watch? Watch when each local project starts, whether it meets its job and construction goals, and how much local matching money or follow-on spending is needed. Grant announcements show a commitment of federal funds, not a guarantee of a certain number of jobs or higher pay.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.